Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you will say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. A few books from the Bible I like to read. First is Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and the book of Wisdom, and of course the Psalms. Then generally the Gospel. The book of Wisdom is where our first reading came from, and oftentimes this particular passage is chosen for funerals. It helps us bring closure to those who have gone before us and those who are in pain, those who are in suffering. I speak about closure because suffering is something that we cannot comprehend sometimes. Why do the righteous suffer? Why do we even have to die? We ask these and many other questions. But to this first reading is a powerful reminder that the suffering of God's children, the suffering of God's friends, has meaning, has an eternal purpose. The suffering of God's children has an eternal purpose. You know, when people suffer, God is preparing them for something eternal, so to say. No wonder in Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18, St. Paul will say, "The suffering that we undergo here on earth is nothing compared to the glory that awaits us." So it brings closure. It helps us, you know, find meaning into why some have dementia, some have all kinds of ailments in their body, and you still want to question God. Today we celebrate Veterans Day. I've met quite a number of people who have regrets of having served, you know. I've met people who can't remember what happened, where they were. I've met people who are so, you know, happy they served. It's a collection of, you know, mindsets and different sentiments we're celebrating today. But most importantly, the heroism of people who serve for the good cause. And that is what the gospel is all about. The servant who does not seek reward. The servant who does not seek to be noticed. That this servant lives for God, not looking for earthly recognition. This servant knows that whatever he does is for the glory of God. And God sees the innermost hearts of mankind. So today we celebrate them, especially those who have been forgotten. And today we celebrate St. Martin of Tours. He lived in the 4th century from France, and he did his work unnoticed. He was a soldier who became a Catholic or a Catholic Christian at the age of 18. And he never looked back. From being a soldier of the world, he became a soldier of Christ and a bishop, and was martyred, and that's why we wear red. He's like the servant. You know, this is another of my favorite quote in the Bible. When we have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We are unprofitable servants. We have only done what we can, what we could, what we are obliged to do. We pray that the wisdom of God may continue to lead us to work and live for God, and not for any praise, not for any vainglory, but for humanity and for the love of God.